You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Dustin O'Halloran and Adam Wiltse are American composers, but they've been living in different parts of Europe for some time now. Adam Wiltse.
I'm sitting in my very cluttered studio. We just did a run of shows, so all of our gear is laid out on the floor of my studio, and I'm staring out into the beautiful, bleak, gray sky of Brussels, Belgium.
Dustin O'Halloran.
I'm in my studio, which is painted a dark green, and I'm surrounded by many keyboards, old vintage synths. I have two upright pianos. And I have some large windows that are overlooking a courtyard. It's an old factory from the 1800s. And it's actually a sunny day, which is very strange for this time of the year in Berlin. It's usually pretty gray.
Both those descriptions seem like the perfect place for them to be, making a music of shaded grays, muted shadows, and dystopian visions. Or, to put it another way,
we're making music as the ship goes down.
A wise man once said, I mean, it's kind of impossible to make anything beautiful without some melancholy.
Adam Wiltse and Dustin O'Halloran come from different ends of the ambient chamber music spectrum. Wiltse has worked with the Flaming Lips and Sparkle Horse, but he's best known for creating droning, slow-motion soundscapes with Stars of the Lid. Dustin O'Halloran has worked in rock as well as with the Devics, but he built his reputation with his melodic solo piano works and especially his 2011 chamber music album, Lumière. Together, these sensibilities merge into the luxurious melancholy of A Winged Victory for the Sullen, their somber name for their vehicle. It's a delicate music full of ghostly harmonies and deep overtones.
I have a real love for composition in the sense that I love carving away at something until it's a finished sculpture in a way, or it's a finished piece that we really take that time and care to sort of obsess on the details, which could be these small sounds or the frequency of the bass and a lot of things that we really put a lot of care into our records, and the sounds that we use and that we choose are, because they're so few, we really spend time to make sure that they're right.
You know, I like it to sound like one big ball of mush. You can't really tell what any of it is. I think maybe this record, it's a little bit more obvious where the strings and the guitar sounds and the piano meets, whereas the first record, it was really just a mesh of these tones.
The second album by A Winged Victory for the Sullen, Atomos, is their score for a dance piece by Wayne McGregor and his Random Dance Company. It's an avant-garde work full of symbolism that tends towards the cerebral. Adam Wiltse.
He tried to explain a lot, which I didn't really understand, because it's quite scientific on a level that I don't really understand what he was talking about, other than the basis of formation of life and atoms.
Dustin O'Halloran has a better grip on it, although his explanation makes you appreciate Adam Wiltse's befuddlement.
The piece is basically about inner space and outer space, and the connection to the the human body, the internal human body, and to celestial cosmic things and the human experience and the cosmic experience.
Whether you understand that or not, the results are a series of works that hover at the borders of melancholy and the abyss, like an endless recycling lament. Both Adam Wiltse and Dustin O'Halloran are in their mid-40s, and their influences seem to come from minimalist pioneers. But they seem relatively unaware of artists like Steve Reich and Lamont Young.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I really haven't listened to much Steve Reich, but it's something that I've only recently sort of discovered.
I can appreciate what they do, but they're not really big influences on me at all, but they're part of our musical landscape. From his era, I was always listening to, I was more into Eno than Reich, but I'm a little embarrassed to say I didn't really even listen to, what is it, Music for 12, his famous piece.
Music for 18 musicians.
Yeah, 18 musicians.
Yet Atomos 8 sounds like it's right out of that very same piece. The name of the band, Winged Victory for the Sullen, comes from the famous headless Greek sculpture, Winged Victory of Samothrace. The Sullen part comes from another place, Adam Wiltse.
My mother called me a Sullen boy when I was a little kid, so it just seems like the Sullen kind of ties everything together for us. And also in Old English, Sullen was also something that moves very slow. It's not necessarily someone with a dark cloud over their head. I think it speaks a lot with the way the slow movement of the music.
For us, it lies somewhere in between. We have a lot of emotions in our music, and I think that sadness and melancholy and even beautiful moments, they're all mixed together, and I think that it's something that maybe just finds its way in the music.
Winged Victory for the Sullen wear their melancholy on their sleeves. Their latest album is Atomos on Cranky Records. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.